Although the COVID-19 vaccine has been available in Wisconsin since mid-December, the rollout has been relatively slow. According to the Department of Health Services, around 250,000 people have gotten the vaccine here in Wisconsin. That's less than half the number of people in neighboring Illinois, where Green Bay native Beth Sherwood works at Advocate Children's Hospital in Oak Lawn. Beth shares her experience getting this vaccine.
I am a child life specialist at Advocate Children's Hospital down in Oak Lawn. I got the Pfizer two-step vaccination. And our hospital was like a rollout, so it's like all direct patient care providers were basically given the opportunity to receive the vaccine. Right now, it is not mandatory at our hospital. I know that there are some different facilities throughout the U.S. where it is mandatory. Ours is completely voluntary. But basically, we signed up, we got the first shot almost immediately after receiving the first vaccination. We got our sign up for the second one because they say that it's most effective between 21 to 28 days after receiving your first vaccination. So they try and make sure that you're in that window. Basically, we arrived, we got our vaccination, and then just because it was pretty rapidly rolled out, we did receive monitoring for 30 minutes after receiving the vaccine. So we all kind of sat in the auditorium to receive supervision, I guess, to make sure that no one would have a reaction. But then they also had like various medical professionals on hand just in case you did. So I felt pretty safe getting it in that aspect. I feel like any other vaccines I've gotten in my life, it's like you just kind of get it and you go out about your business. So as far as like feeling safe or secure about getting this one, that definitely helped check that box for me. And then the same process for the second vaccine. However, they shortened the wait time to only 15 minutes because if you did have a reaction to the first vaccine, they were recommending you not get the second vaccine. After the first vaccine, I had some arm pain at the site of injection for about a day or two, and then I was pretty generally fatigued for probably 3 or 4 days. Slight headache day 1 to 2, but outside of that, I felt pretty normal and typical after the first vaccine. After the second vaccine, I actually didn't really have too many symptoms at all. I had like a minor headache and felt a little tired the second day, but no arm pain and no other real symptoms whatsoever. I'd say it was kind of split on my child life specific team that about 50% of us had no reaction to the second vaccine, but then 50% of my colleagues had like fever, chills, headache, a body ache. So I guess I'm fortunate to not have those, but I guess like that is also the question too then, is like, how is your body processing this vaccine? Is their body making more antibodies than mine, even though I didn't have as many reactions? But I mean, I had various test periods throughout my time, but it's not like I was getting tested daily or weekly or monthly to know if I'd come in contact with it at all. I did enroll in a study back in June or July, so I did have a test done for antibodies and I did not have antibodies present. So that led them to believe that I had not yet had the virus, or I had it so much earlier that my body had already rid itself of the antibodies. That's another concern too of like getting this vaccine, is like if I had already come in contact with it and had it and my antibodies had already worn out and now you're getting this vaccine that's supposed to protect you from the virus, is that also like the same kind of wasting period of like, how long is this good for, I guess? I think there was so much hype and build up and almost like the saving grace is here. Like it's here, we're gonna finally move past this. Cause especially like being a healthcare worker, we've been in the thick of this since March and it's not gone anywhere. It's not gotten better. As other businesses have started to ease back into like, oh, we're going back into meetings or we're starting our travel again. It's like, that's never been a reality that we've been able to move forward with. So while I would reflect on like, maybe I'm not the person who needs it the most, it's almost like a badge of honor of, you know, I've worked through this since March and I put myself and my family kind of at risk in many ways of exposing myself to the virus. So here we go. If this is what it takes to even take a small step in kind of getting out of the virus or helping in any small way, shape or form, let's do it. This vaccine actually had probably more trial participants than some of the other vaccines we've received in our past. And so while it is so new, this is kind of one of the things that science and research and a lot of people have put their brains together to come up with kind of a tool to help move us forward. Because if we don't do something now, it's just going to keep on getting worse, especially as these new strains come out and different variants that are, may or may not be more transmittable between people. I think that this is kind of one of the least things we can do, because clearly not everyone is abiding by the social distancing, not everyone is abiding by the masking. Until we are able to kind of get to this quote unquote like herd immunity, I don't really know what our other options are. I will say there was just such a sense of joy and relief throughout the hospital the whole time that we were receiving our first set of vaccinations, and that same energy was present after receiving our second vaccinations. So I'm hopeful that that kind of energy will kind of continue to propel the rest of our communities forward throughout everyone getting vaccinated. I know it's taking a while, but hang in there. Your number will come, I promise.
Beth Sherwood is a child life specialist and UW graduate who recently received the COVID-19 vaccine. You can find other testimonials from healthcare workers who've also received the COVID-19 vaccine at wuwm.com.